from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Crowder was in Tampa last night, as he was telling us, performing at the Funny Bone Comedy Club. And during the commercial break, I was just kind of singing to myself in my home studio, Funny Bone Comedy Club. And Dan Day very astutely pointed out what?
I've heard that jingle throughout my whole career, throughout every place I've ever been. They used to buy so much radio advertising.
Funny Bone used to, they were a legit competitor to the Improv. I don't know if they still are or not. Obviously, there's one in Tampa. But I remember growing up in Chicago, that radio ad constantly, Funny Bone Comedy Club. Any comedy club that can have a jingle is okay by me. Funny Bone Comedy Club. Write that down for DBJ.
I got you.
And we'll give that to Solana when he returns tomorrow.
I couldn't help but
sing along. Bone Comedy Club. Dan and I were reminiscing. You know, when I was growing up in Chicago, Crowder, they constantly, the Funny Bone constantly did radio advertising. And Dan, he heard me singing it during the commercial break. And he was like, oh, I remember that as well. Funny Bone Comedy Club. They had a jingle.
Really?
And they used to do so much radio and television advertising. Funny Bone Comedy Club.
It was cool, man. It was one of the best. That, like, the Improv down here, Marcos is there. That works for the station. So, like, he's cool because we know him. But, like, Detroit, like, to work with different comedy clubs, a lot of people aren't very nice. Like, you're just another name coming through the ringer. And actually, his name, hell, I know his name. His name was Bob at the Funny Bone in Tampa. He was the nicest dude, most helpful guy in the world. Like, it was a great venue, a great staff. Like, they were amazing.
All right. Well, look at that. Funny Bone Comedy Club. We're giving that to DBJ this year.
It's right in Ybor City.
Ybor City. Nice place.
Ybor City. I thought it was, when I lived in Tampa, Ybor City was for old Cuban dudes to smoke cigars. Now it's like Wynwood.
Ybor City is where DJ hangs out on the weekends. He goes to school in Tampa.
Oh, they're not smoking cigarettes.
I'm aware. I don't like when I look at the Find My iPhone app and I see that he's in Ybor City. I much prefer it when I see him at Top Golf or something like that.
I was walking around like an old insurgent or a damn bootlegging trustee. I'm like, man, put that down. It's legal. But it's, Ybor's wild.
I am so tempted to go this entire segment and not bring Mike Cuno on the air like he did to me the other day when I was doing Sunday night sports, whatever, with him, face off. Mike Cuno was on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He had to sit through that entire dissertation about the Funny Bone Comedy Club. I don't know why, but Mike Cuno, sports anchor, CBS 4. I imagine he's probably already getting ready for Dolphins Weekly Live because football's going to be here before you know it. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Sorry for making you wait up, Mike. I got wrapped up in doing the show.
No. I was mortified at the thought of you actually tracking your son as he's in college. Like, can you let the kid? Can you let the kid
be?
That was a little weird.
I got to track him. I get all the push notifications because he's got my credit card. So if I'm paying for everything, I'm knowing where it's spent.
He needs a burner phone, and he needs to just leave his phone in his dorm or his apartment, wherever he's going. We need to teach him some things.
Very important that I know where he is at all times.
Guaranteed he got a burner, Mike. He knows Hawks watching him on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
he
guaranteed. Does. Yeah.
I'm going to have to see if he makes his way over to the Funny Bone Comedy Club.
He leaves his phone under a rock at, like, Dave and Buster's, and then he goes out in Tampa. You know, like,
I think that's what he does at Top Golf. I think he knows that I'm not nervous when I see him at Top Golf. So he's like, hey, we got to stop by Top Golf. I can put my phone down. Should we start? Where should we start, Cuno? With Shaq Barrett retiring? Or how about Jordan Love saying he's not going to practice unless he gets a new contract with Green Bay? I kind of feel like we're headed towards a couple hiccups here.
Yeah, let's. I think we should start with the quarterback situation, right? Because, I mean, it's really – we see Jordan Love really get his first opportunity last year, and then all of a sudden he's holding out. I just think it goes to show you how important the quarterback position is and how much you guys know it, right? And so what's going to happen Wednesday with Tua is, I think, the biggest question going into Dolphins training camp in some time.
And, Mike, is it – because – I've been on the side of why pay him if you have him for two more years, like, or three more years, to be honest, and all that stuff. But now the Trevor Lawrence deal kind of swung me. And now today I just learned earlier in the show that now Jordan Love is asking for big money too. Like, they got to pay Tua now. I think I'm on the other side of this.
Yeah. And it's curious. I think what happens, I've always been on the side of like paying Tua. To me, it's been a no brainer. The Dolphins need him. He needs the Dolphins. I think it's a great mutual partnership. But what happens next? Because I think you've seen a culture with the Dolphins organization the last couple of years where guys definitely want to be there. I believe we saw it with Xavier Howard a couple of years ago, and then last year with Christian Wilkins, where they want these new deals or these extensions, and they don't necessarily, you know, just disappear. They're there at camp. They're there at practices, but not participating because they do want to be around there. They do want to be around the guys. So that's where I'm at. Like, I'm wondering if, even if it's not done, do we still see Tua Wednesday? But maybe he's not as involved as he normally would be. I think this is the type of guy he seems to be. He would definitely want to be out there. But at the end of the day, this is a business, and something has to get done. And I think maybe both sides are looking for that leverage right now.
I know I host the highest-rated sports talk show in Miami in Afternoon Drive, but I'm going to need some clarification. What's Wednesday?
What's Wednesday? Training camp.
Oh, it's already this Wednesday?
Welcome to the NFL football season. Dude, like Patrick Mahomes is out here already going viral for stuff he's doing at camp.
But this went – what? A camp is open already?
Where have you been?
Jersey Shore.
Am I living in a twilight? Like, am I wrong? Like, you're casting some doubt in my head. Like, I
don't know. I'm really not aware. Is it Wednesday? So Wednesday, Dolphins camp starts?
Oh, God.
What's the day? The 22nd? So 23rd? So you're saying July 24th? The Dolphins camp starts?
See, now you're not, like, I'm pretty sure. Why are you doing this to me?
I'm just getting clarification.
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Like,
I don't know.
Like, planning my week out. God, no one zaps confidence from just
I want to make sure that I have all the facts straight. I don't want to I didn't realize that Dolphins camp started this Wednesday. It kind of changes the whole trajectory of my show plans for this week.
Really?
You want to come back on Wednesday?
No, not anymore. No, I didn't want to come on today. I thought if I waited a few hours after you texted me, I'd get out of it. But
are you interested? Are you interested in the Heat Summer League Championship tonight? Is that on your radar at all?
It is, and you know what? I know people will say, "Oh, who cares? It's Summer League," but they're fun to watch. I mean, you got this guy Josh Christopher doing things. He looks like MJ out there sometimes. It's entertaining, and in a dead time of you know, the summer in sports, it's been a nice little distraction.
Does it really show you anything though? Because the Heat now, didn't they win a championship a couple years ago? Like, does it show you anything at all? Because I watched one of them games. Khalil Ware looked like he was a big dude that could dunk real hard. Like, I saw that, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it shows you. I think it shows you some things, and I think you know who the guys are. Like, Khalil Ware is obviously going to be one of them. All these other guys who have had some of these fun moments, these big dunks, like the Alondis Williams of the world. I'm not sure if these guys are going to end up being like full-time NBA players, but at least you're looking at them like, hey, the Heat did something where they found some guys. It's kind of just that thing that the Heat always do, right? They bring these guys up out of nowhere, and they can develop them and turn them into something. You know, so you start to wonder, like, you get familiar with these names. Are there going to be a couple others out there aside from the Wares, who's your first-round pick, who you know will be a contributor at some point, or at least you believe so? But maybe there is a diamond in the rough here. And I think it's fun. And then you, when they get called up, you can say, hey, I remember when this guy was killing it in summer league. And he was fun to watch. And it gives you something, I don't know, as a fan to attach to, because you got to see a little bit of development. You can't say that in sports like baseball and hockey, where their minor league system is just kind of just hidden away. Unless you live in like a town where there's a minor league team. So I think it is kind of cool. Summer league's definitely been entertaining, and I'll be watching tonight.
That Alondis Williams dunk is one of the best dunks I've ever seen. No joke.
Yeah, like,
literally one
violent,
of the best dunks I've ever
violent.
Seen. He went down to his ankle and brought it back up. That thing was a work of art. So with Dolphins training camp starting Wednesday, is your summer over?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Wow.
My summer...
So you're back at it, like the grind begins for you. Listen, we're in the candy aisle of work here, so we all get it. We're in sports media, but you went into late June with the Panthers,
yeah,
and now you're back at it this Wednesday, like full throttle.
Full bore. I mean, we've already been doing stuff. You know, we get ready, you know, being part of the preseason broadcast. Like, we had these preseason interviews and stuff we do. We've already been working on those. We've got some stuff in the tank, some really cool stuff that we'll be rolling out for CBS Miami. But the interesting thing is, like, we had that time off between, you know, the end of the Panthers run and the Dolphins. Yesterday, I worked with Goldie. It was the first time I had seen him since Game 7. Like, basically,
wow.
It was weird that we had been working, like, basically every day with each other. And now starting basically tomorrow will be, or next day, full bore at it again. Goldie, Bo, and myself, you know, getting ready for this Dolphin season.
Quick off season you had. That's pretty wild. I do think that we're headed towards something weird with Tua. Because I don't understand why it's so quiet and why they haven't been able to come to a deal. But I wonder, is Mike McDaniel, I saw this, I can't remember if I saw it on Line or one of the TV sports talk shows. Is Mike McDaniel entering hot seat territory this season?
Oh, man, I don't think so. I think to me it would have to like fall apart, like miss the playoffs and like miss the playoffs badly.
What about a round one exit again?
I don't know. I think, you know, there's nuance to everything. I know that doesn't really resonate with sports fans a lot. It's very, you know, did you win or did you not? Because it's like, how could you fault the loss to the Chiefs last year when your entire defensive front is, you know, limping into the locker room and walking boots and scooters, right? Like, you're really going to knock him for a couple first-round exits, and 2 years ago he had no secondary. To me, I think there's nuance to all this. He's won a lot of games. I just think that second half, that maybe that December collapses that we've seen, I think those have to go. If that keeps popping up, maybe there's some hot seat talk. I don't think so. I think the roster is too talented, and I think he's proven he's a good coach. So I'm so far away from him on the hot seat. I could see why people may get there, but Dolphin fans, I think, and even people who watch and cover this team, there's a stark difference between what we've seen under Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer than what we've seen the past decade, you know, decade and a half with this team. So no, I'm not in that area of hot seat with him.
And Mike, speaking about those other storylines, like you said, coming up Wednesday, it's like, yep. I don't know. Is Anthony Weaver,
sure?
Is that
Wednesday,
the second
right?
biggest?
I'm going to check with Will and Clay just to double check.
But Mike, I know Tua is number one. And it's now with Jordan Love asking for money, like now it's going to blow up. But is the defensive coordinator number two? Because I'm so interested to see what his defense is. I don't even know what he's going to call.
Yeah, I think it is, in the sense that we probably don't get like a full really grasp of it until you see Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips come back. Cause until you have like your top guys out there running it at full speed, you wonder what it's really going to look like and what it's meant to look like. So yes, but like, I probably just pumped the brakes on that just because I want to see those guys in it. But just to kind of break away from the defensive coordinator, I think the defensive side of the ball is, to me, the next biggest question mark, because you are going to have to rely on, you know, your rookies like Chop Robinson, it seems like through at least the first part of training camp and preseason. The good news is, and this is what I love about the new kind of era of training camp with these joint practices and how they've gone from one joint practice to two to now three, you're going to get these young guys getting a lot of experience against NFL veterans. So yeah, you know, they may be thrown to the fire a little bit, but it's almost like they get a couple more games of preseason than you normally would, because you're going to have reps against someone else's, you know, starting left tackle, starting right tackle. It's going to be kind of cool to see their development. I think they get an extra boost in their development because, you know, if it's a silver lining, those, you know, Chubb and Phillips maybe not be out there that quickly. These guys are going to get meaningful reps, and you don't know how that translates for their career moving forward, but I can only think it's a positive.
Best prediction: Tua has a new contract by the time preseason game one rolls around.
I would think so. I would. I'm hopeful it gets done. I still, you know, you never know. It could get done right now. You know, it could get done today, tomorrow, before training camp. Whenever training camp does, in fact, open, we'll have to confirm. But yeah, it would. I think it gets done. I think it gets done before the first.
I like how quickly you got rattled on your position that training camp starts on Wednesday, and it's probably a pretty solid fact. All it did
my,
was...
yeah. You, it's because of how, like, how much confidence you had in not knowing when it was.
Because I'm when you very confident sentence, in my said, lack of knowledge.
Host,
there's no
I
question.
The number one radio show in the sports radio show in the market. You know, it's also like the only radio show in sports radio. Show
and I don't even think that's true. I'm not even certain that it's true. I think we're like, yeah, we're behind some sort of podcast or something. I think.
No.
I think. Yeah. I'm not. I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know. I just keep showing up until they tell me not to show up anymore. Do they share with you the ratings when you for your TV stuff? Do they share with you the ratings?
Yeah, but I don't know how to read that stuff. It's just numbers.
No, but do they give you like a recap? Like, does your boss say, hey, this is, you know, what's going on, or this is where you need to improve, or?
No, but you know what I do go by? My card key to the building still works. So
that's exactly what I use. Yeah.
And so that stops working.
That's exactly what I do. You know, we have a photo shoot tomorrow, Crowder.
Where at?
At the radio station. You with need directions me? How to get there? Yeah.
With me?
Do you need directions how to get there, Hawk?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
How often are you there?
No, I map-quested it. I printed it out earlier.
I got my hair done.
Look at you. You're looking good. That's why Jimmy got his hair did and is wearing that crisp white shirt. He's getting ready for picture day.
I'm not getting a hair in the picture with Jimmy with that hair.
You have to. Jimmy, you excited for pictures tomorrow?
Of course.
Jimmy, what if I told you that we were going to replace you in our pictures with Mike Cuno because he is vying with you for, you know, fourth or fifth member of the show?
Yeah, we got to throw hands.
Whoa! Yeah. Cuno! Yeah. Cuno!
Jimmy.
Cuno is ready to throw hands.
Oh, don't threaten me, Jimmy. I don't know where your building's at, but I'll find it.
Wow. We got action.
I will watch. That's a pay-per-view. That's got more appeal to me than Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. I want to watch this one in the worst way. All right, I'm going to let you go, Cuno, before you get in any more trouble here, because things have gone south here.
They typically do when I come on here.
Can we send you some money for your appearance?
No, please do not.
Just checking. Just checking.
I ain't got it.
There you go. I ain't got it.
I know what you about to do.
Guy walked out of Tampa with a bag full of cash. Funny Bone Comedy Club. I like when I sing it that Dan always jams in at the end. Funny Bone Comedy Club.
By the way, did Crowder offer to take your son out to dinner or anything while he was in Tampa?
No, my son is the one who pointed out that Crowder was in Tampa because he was in Jersey with me.
Okay.
But trust me, if Crowder goes back to Tampa while DJ's back in school, I will bring DJ home that weekend because I am not leaving him in Ybor City with Crowder.
Oh, come on to Ybor.
Come on. No, I can't give him the Gainesville experience.
No chance.
Take him to Lit and Flex.
No.
Seventh and Grow. We have a good time, man. Your son get married to a black woman in no time.
Give you directions to Top Golf.
All right, hey, Daddy, this is Chandra. Hey, Chandra, nice to meet you.
See you, Cuno. Mike Cuno, CBS4. Always enjoy talking with him. It does seem to go off the rails at the end, always.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.